how long can they go without shutting it down and still pose no risk? I mean, when should we at least show some concern? Is it months? Is it years that this thing, keeps on going?
That's a good question. There's some uncertainty of that. The point to make here is that the reactors are shut down, which is to say that they are not creating any more energy at a sustained level. That means that what we are left with is what's called decay heat. Reactors produce a number of products from fission, which are unstable. They decay away. When they decay, they release a little bit more energy, and that energy, if not taken away in the form of heat transfer, will increase the temperature of the core. And so these reactors need a kind of a continual cooling to keep them at safe temperature levels. And that's essentially what occurred here in this plant, is that they lost cooling when they lost power. Eventually, the products that decay will decay down to a certain level of energy production, heat production, that can be maintained. And so there is a period of time here of importance to maintain cooling. But after a certain period of time, we're talking on the order of months, that we will see that the decay heat will reduce to a certain level that the workers can maintain it cooled efficiently.
Okay, so you're saying that if it goes long enough, a period of months, the emissions will sort of peter out?
That's what I'm saying. As long as we don't have a breach of primary containment, and at this point as from my information, I don't see any indication that we do have a breach. But if we do not have a breach in primary containment, I think these levels will maintain some level for possibly a month or more, but then will decay away, and we won't be able to detect it.